just the obnoxious Midwestern passing, you know.
You don't really hang up. Do you really?
I really do, yes.
Why haven't you hung up on me? I've done it twice.
You have done it twice, but you corrected yourself very quickly the first time, so I knew that you were taking the time, the energy, and the effort to make good. So I felt like you earned it, man. Yeah.
Well, speaking of taking the time and the energy, I'm just going to take a little more time with you here. They're all going to get mad at me about my break and the energy, because I know you wrote a column a few weeks ago about Luke Heimlich. We did the Luke Heimlich story here on our radio show. And I just want to ask you this. Do you think he will ever find an opportunity in Major League Baseball? Just to remind the audience, Luke Heimlich is the Oregon State pitcher who was, he's convicted of child abuse, child molestation. When he was 15, the victim, I can't remember right now, what, 5, 6 years old, 4 years old perhaps?
Yep.
He's served out. He's now served out his probation and all of that, but he didn't get drafted. Twice now he hasn't gotten drafted, right? Will he ever have an opportunity in Major League Baseball?
You know, the impetus behind that column was the Kansas City Royals had expressed public interest in possibly signing him. From what I've been told, the Royals have backed off of that, and I think in large part because they saw that there was a pretty significant amount of backlash. And I understand why you want to give Luke Heimlich a second chance, because this is America, because we give second chances. But at the same time, my biggest issue with Luke Heimlich was the continuance of him saying that I did not do this, that I was, that I pleaded guilty, that I took the conviction, but that I did not do this. And to me, when you do that, that implicitly says that the accuser, who was a little girl in this case, a teenage girl now, was lying. And that does not sit well with me, and I think it doesn't sit well with a lot of other people. But the truth is, Luke Heimlich's not getting a job in Major League Baseball, not because of what he did, but because general managers out there are afraid to try and answer for signing him because they know that there's going to be backlash. So I think Luke Heimlich is probably going to end up going to Asia and pitching there. And if he continues to pitch like he did at Oregon State, where he was one of the best pitchers in the country, I think he is ultimately going to get a chance back in the United States at some point. I just think it needs to take a couple of years, and he needs to perform where he does, whether it's Taiwan or elsewhere. And if that happens, I think eventually he is going to get a shot. But the questions about him and about his conduct and about the conviction of something that's as heinous a crime as there is are not going to go away anytime.
All right. I apologize for mispronouncing your name. I won't do it again. If you give me a chance, you'll find out, okay? Jeff Passan on the Will Cain Show. Thanks, man.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
That's good. That's how we do it. All right. All right, coming up next, Richard Sherman. He has a diagnosis of everything that's gone wrong with the Seattle Seahawks. He's been talking about it. That's next on the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app. You see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why you need to choose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/ESPN, BlinkProtect.com/ESPN. Richard Sherman has a diagnosis of the Seahawks and a warning for the Eagles. That's next on the Will Cain Show.
Will Cain. Tweet the show at Will Cain Show through the 1-800-Flowers.com Twitter feed. More from the Will Cain Show coming up.
Let's talk about some premium trios like three-piece suits and 3D movies. But those who choose premium at the pump choose Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline for triple action engine protection against gunk, corrosion, and wear for optimal engine performance. And now through September 2nd, fuel reward members can save up to 10 cents a gallon after every fill-up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Rewards valid on a future fill after minimum 5-gallon purchase. Members with silver status save up to 8 cents a gallon at participating Shell stations only. Limit 20 gallons. See fuelrewards.com/nitro for details.
It's finally here. Today is Amazon Prime Day. It's an epic day and a half of our best deals. So whether you're looking for Bluetooth speakers or smartwatches, an Instant Pot or kitchen mixers, new sneakers or summer dresses, you'll find amazing deals like 50% off the Fire TV Stick with Alexa Voice Remote. Don't miss Amazon Prime Day. Shop our best deals now and all day tomorrow. Not a Prime member? Start your 30-day free trial today.
ESPN Sports fans, anytime, anywhere. With ESPN Plus, fans can get access to thousands of live events and original programming for only $4.99 a month. Go to the App Store, search for ESPN, download the new ESPN app, and you're one step closer to streaming glory. ESPN Plus. More sports, more leagues, more teams, more ESPN. Download the ESPN app or visit ESPN.com today.
The 2018 U.S. Open Tennis Championships, built on passion and pride, determination and drive, built on underdogs and upsets, challengers and champions, built by a city that never sleeps and players that never give up, built for glory, celebrating 50 years of the U.S. Open Tennis Championships, August 27th through September 9th. Tickets on sale now at usopen.org.
The Stephen A. Smith Show.
The Black Mamba himself, the one and only Kobe Bryant. What's going on, big time? How are you, man?
Bruh, life is good, man. Now my beloved Lakers are back in the middle of things. Like, you know, can't be any better, bro.
That means you're going to be at some more games, right? You're going to show up to some games?
Yeah. I'm going to come down and check it out. I can sit through that for sure. me watching my Lakers, you know, struggle like that, man. That's tough for me to sit through, brother.
The Stephen A. Smith Show. Weekdays at 1 on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Life says you're bossy. When guys get called ambitious, you get called aggressive. They're confident, smart, capable. You're pushy, difficult, a know-it-all. Sports reject that idea into the third row. Maya Moore, Candace Parker, Elena Deladon. These women are ruthless. They're unapologetic, and they're winners. Life says you're bossy. Sports make you a boss. ESPN. Life needs sports.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, and that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the Power Buying Process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC. Instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand. Which are very hard to see in the dark. It's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
Hi, I'm Bryce Harper. Join me and the thousands tweeting and posting their appreciation for our military and veterans by using T-Mobile's hashtag HatsOffForHeroes. When you share your photo or video with hashtag HatsOffForHeroes, T-Mobile will donate $1 to support vets with Team Rubicon. So, America, keep posting with hashtag HatsOffForHeroes, and T-Mobile will keep giving.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Official licensee of Major League Baseball Players Association.
ESPN 97.7, The Ref.
You know, I used to make fun of my little brother about this. He'd just, like, make up pronunciations. And then he'd just pronounce words that way his entire life. And then all of a sudden I realized, I'm that guy, too. How many times in that interview could I have called Jeff Passan? And he said he normally hangs up on people.
You're killing me.
What? I'm killing you?
You're killing me.
What do you mean? What'd I do?
I got to talk to Jeff after and be like, hey, sorry we made your last name French. You know, we read your stuff all the time, but Will doesn't know how to pronounce your last name.
And then on top of that, I didn't even tell him that I said Mike Trout played third base one time.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to burn too many bridges here.
What are you talking about? That's what I do. I walk through life with a flamethrower going, where's the next bridge? The only difference is I burn the bridge before I cross it. I don't even get myself to the other side. Jesus. It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and on ESPN News. Merv from Knoxville. You're on the Will Cain Show.
That's me, Mr. Will Cain. What do you know about Knoxville?
What do you mean, what do I know about Knoxville?
Like, you compare LeBron's situation to Knoxville, Tennessee, like, of all places.
Oh, are you? Merv from Knoxville. Oh, were you offended by that, Merv?
No, I just thought it was quite hilarious, actually.
I don't know how Knoxville popped into my head. I tried to think of a city that's not that big and doesn't have a franchise. Do you think if Knoxville had a franchise with cap space and young talent, LeBron would be there today? Do you think so, Merv?
Not near would he be.
Right. I've been to Knoxville. Actually,
that's why I was getting to that. Have you been to Knoxville? Like, what? Have you? Like, it's more of a football environment. You know, it's the South and everything. But here's what I wanted to ask you. LeBron James went from playing the Warriors, the Rockets, like once or twice in the season. Now he plays them four times a year. Who is the piece that he needs eventually or in his four-year span to take them over the top of the Warriors in playoff basketball?
Oh, I mean, the truth of the matter is I don't think there is one piece. And the answer is Kawhi. Kawhi is the best complimentary piece that I can think of for LeBron James, somebody that doesn't need to have the ball all the time, but when he does, he can put it in, can blade defense, can shoot outside, can cut inside. I mean, I guess you could say Jimmy Butler. He'll be a free agent a year from now, but he's not as good as Kawhi. I'm going to tell you this. You're going to need more than just Kawhi to make it happen. I've been to a wedding in Knoxville. I've flown into Knoxville and gone to the Smokies. Talk to me about Knoxville, Merv. I know Knoxville. I know Georgia, too. Trevor from Georgia, you're on the Will Cain Show.
Yeah, how you doing, Will?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, I just called in to let everybody know that LeBron's decision isn't a LeBron decision, it's an NBA decision.
What do you mean?
The NBA needs LeBron in LA.
So, there are two things that I want to address. First of all, I appreciate your sense of civic duty and your willingness to call in to let everybody know that you're like informing us. You're telling us, I just want to let everybody know. So first of all, thank you for your time and your service. And second, how do you know, Trevor? So you're saying the NBA guided. The NBA guided LeBron to LA? That wasn't LeBron's doing, it was Adam Silver's doing, right? Trevor?
Well, I mean, you're breaking up.
I'm not breaking up. I'm on the radio. You're breaking up. I'm not going to let you go, though, because I want to make sure we get to the bottom. Don't cut him off. I want to get to the bottom of this conspiracy. Trevor.
Okay.
Why?
Uh-huh.
Are you there? Okay. Adam Silver. Yeah,
I'm here.
Not LeBron's decision. Adam Silver's decision, right?
Right.
But how you know
Chris Paul couldn't go. Chris Paul couldn't go.
That's true.
And, I mean, put it like this, he would not win a championship no time soon. He's going to be too tired. He's in L.A. It's the NBA decision to keep the money rolling in.
Do you think he wanted to go somewhere else?
I mean, the Lakers. Not really.
Have you been to Knoxville?
To be honest, not really. Nah.
Thanks for the call, Trevor. You never know. I mean, he could have wanted to go to Knoxville. Finally, Michael from Denver. You're on the Will Cain Show. What's up, Michael?
Hey, Will Cain. I am way behind. I get off work about an hour before your show ends, and I start watching on DVR, and I just saw your opening point. I've heard from Nuno what has actually happened, that the Steelers declined to give him a contract, but I was just, I wanted to ask you one question. If you, to test your empathy and your ability to put yourself in someone else's shoes, you're a very talented guy. I don't know how much you make at ESPN. I'm guessing it's not quite as much as the contract Le'Veon would get even for signing the franchise tag. But if you were him, what would you do?
I would play for the $14.5 million.
Why?
Because I don't think you can pass up that kind of money. Sit out.
Yeah, fair.
And Michael, forget empathy. I don't need empathy to do this. I just need logic and rationality.
What if you thought you were worth more, I guess? I'm sorry to interrupt, but what if you thought you were worth more than what ESPN was offering you? Would you still play for whatever your franchise tag at ESPN was?
Well, forget how I feel, right? Because that's where people go mm-hmm. wrong. I feel like what I'm worth. The question is this. Could I get it? Could I go get it somewhere else? I mean, you can't get your feelings wrapped up in this. And I don't think Le'Veon can go out there and get a multi-year deal at more than the $14.5 million he's getting from Pittsburgh for this year. I don't think it's there for him. So I think he'd be making a mistake to pass up on $14.5 million. But you're leading me with – you're leading the witness. Do you have – are you telling me I'm wrong?
No, I don't think so. I actually wanted your opinion. I was really falling in love with Russillo, and then you came on with him, and I was like not happy about that, and then I decided to watch your show anyway. It's really good, and I like you. No, I was just curious of what your soul was. So that's all.
My soul?
No, just with that. It was leading the witness. I get you. I was just wondering if empathetically you could see where he's coming from, and I'm sure you can, but you are much smarter and whatever. And so, yeah, he's making a business, or he should make a business decision and take that money, and who would leave that? I get you. You're right.
All right, cool. Thanks, Michael. Oh, by the way, I hope I'm cool. My soul, I mean, I don't know how much you saw into it just now, but I hope it wasn't dark. If it was full of light, I hope. Nothing? Okay. All right. Oh, whoa. I got to go. Keep Eric around. We got back to the khaki pant problem. It's Rudy's 30-day khaki challenge.
By the way, one for one so far.
What?
Did it today.
You went to the bathroom and you didn't leave any?
Yeah, you saw me do it.
Those are denim khaki.
That's
brown denim. That's brown denim. That's not a khaki.
It's a colors khaki.
I need a thin material. Coming up, apparently some NFL players have concerns about legalized sports betting. That's next on the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Will Cain. The Will Cain Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests appear on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Will Cain gives you more. Next.
Hi, I'm Bryce Harper. Join me and the thousands tweeting and posting their appreciation for our military and veterans by using T-Mobile's hashtag HatsOffForHeroes. When you share your photo or video with hashtag HatsOffForHeroes, T-Mobile will donate $1 to support vets with Team Rubicon. So America, keep posting with hashtag HatsOffForHeroes and T-Mobile will keep giving.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Official licensee of Major League Baseball Players Association.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my Extra Crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded Extra Crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Hey, this is Dan Levitar Show on ESPN Radio.
This is your
phone. What's going on with it?
$5 fine for you and your
No phone. Way, man.
Yeah, Siri's arguing with you.
No, I got the new phone. I was resistant to upgrade the phone, and I did because I don't know how to use it, and it doesn't have the button anymore, and I don't know how to control it. I just don't. It doesn't have that button. That button is it makes me feel better.
I don't know how to control it.
Siri, where's your button? Where is it? Siri!
You can't just start talking to your phone. You have to summon Siri first.
Hey, Siri. Where's the button? Siri.
All right.
It's got no button.
Please.
It's got this face technology. It scans my face and it gets me back into the phone. It's weird. Siri. Where's the button? Where's the button?
Do you think you're doing your job well today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
The Dan Levitar Show with the Stugats on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
The 2018 U.S. Open Tennis Championships. Built to thrill and amaze. Dazzle and delight. Built on grit,
and greatness. Glitz and glamour. Built for the party. Built for the fans. Built for the future. Built for glory. Celebrating 50 years of the U.S. Open Tennis Championships, August 27th through September 9th. Tickets on sale now at usopen.org.
Life says you're bossy. When guys get called ambitious, you get called aggressive. They're confident, smart, capable. You're pushy, difficult.
ESPN 97.7 WREFC Breeze, Henderson, Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
ESPN 97.7 The Ref presents All About Sports, a 90-minute daily show designed exclusively for the local and area sports scene, featuring live interviews with players and coaches, as well as fan reactions to the games that matter most. All About Sports is being brought to you by D. Patrick Motoplex, by Seamers Glass, Bar Louie, Taroni's, Oakland City University, and Specialty Fundraising Incorporated. Today's show is also being brought to you by G.D. Ritzy's, Sterling United Federal Credit Union, InsulPro, Banterra Bank, and Audubon Chrysler Center. Now, here's the host of All About Sports, Dan Agurski.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Monday edition of All About Sports here on ESPN 97.7 FM. The Ref with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Coming up a little bit later on tonight, we'll take you to our nation's capital for the Major League Baseball Home Run Derby. And then, of course, tomorrow night we'll have the Midsummer Classic for you as well from Nationals Park. But before we talk about baseball and all the other stuff on this Monday, we're going to talk a little football. The season will start 1 week from tomorrow here on ESPN 97.7 FM and around the state of Indiana. And who better to talk Indiana high school football than a good friend about 300 miles from here as he checks in on the Audubon Chrysler Hotline, home of 600 used cars, Highway 41 strip in Henderson. Our good friend Paul Condry, the Indiana Football Digest. How are you?
Great to be with you tonight, Dan. I think it's a little bit more than a week away, but for us all, as I'm concerned, we could start next week if you want to play football.
Oh, yeah, I guess I should have said a month from tomorrow. But, yeah, well, you know, it's been one of these days. I tell you what, I don't know about it, how it is in South Bend, Mishawaka, where you are, but this heat has taken its toll on me. I have got to get out of here.
Well, I tell you what, we're expecting a downpour any minute now, and we're expecting cooler temperatures. So we're hoping that's going to bring in a lot of relief for those kids who are out there just trying to make a living, if you will, playing high school football as well as those well-schooled coaches.
All right, Paul, the season kind of officially, unofficially, or maybe it was the close to the 2017 season, the annual North-South All-Star football game. Graduating seniors from this past year's class all got together Friday night at North Central High School in Indianapolis, the North winning it 27-24, I think their fourth win in a row kind of in this series. But for you guys and the Indiana Football Digest team, a chance to unveil the 2018 publication. You certainly did that. Just kind of your thoughts on that football game on Friday.
Well, I didn't get a chance to see much of it, even though I'm about 45 feet away from it when it's all said and done, because we're delivering magazines, making sure that coaches have a chance to stop and pick those things up, as well as sell magazines the whole night. It's one of those times to get out and renew acquaintances with coaches, and I spent more time doing PR work, Dan, honestly, than did anything else. So I just heard the roar of the crowd here and there, but it was exciting to see the kids come off the field. And for a lot of them, it's going to be the last time they ever put on uniforms. So I was excited to see those kids who were finishing up their careers, whether it be on the winning side or the losing side, to be able to know that they got out of there without any injuries. And they'll look fondly back on this past Friday's performance at North Central High School in Indianapolis is something that they'll always remember, because it's truly an honor to be a part of the North-South All-Star Classic and get a chance to experience the week over at Camp Riley and all the things, the banquet on Thursday night. Always a special time had by all.
Well, I know I had a chance last week to talk to Jace Harder, the outstanding football player from Southridge that had quite a senior year with the state championship in football, runner-up in baseball, and he's already enrolled in the Kelly School of Business at IU. So, I mean, it was literally the last time he will put those pads on. And I know he had an awful lot of mixed emotions. But for a lot of these kids in that game, they're going to go on to the next level, where it be NAIA Division III, Division II. There were a couple of kids that are going on now to Division I schools. And, boy, just one more time to kind of, you know, put the pads on at the high school level, certainly a thrill for them. But also a thrill because I know back in March or April, whenever it was when you have your annual Gritties event up in Indianapolis, and this year because of some things going on at the Colts Complex, it had to be the venue changed. But, you know, the 25 kids, and we talked about this with you, Paul, back in the spring, the fact that these kids are not only just outstanding football players, but also outstanding young men of what they do in the classroom, what they do in the community, what they do certainly for their school beyond the football. And three kids from our area, we'll just talk about them briefly before we talk about your book again. We'll start with Michael Lindauer of Memorial. We had Tyron Husk of Bossing, and then Tucker Shank of Southridge. I know three guys that you got to meet certainly this spring. Just kind of your impressions of those three guys.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I had a chance to talk to Tucker on Friday at the All-Star Game. They were one of the first folks that was waiting in line to get a book, and I certainly am excited for them to have the opportunity to represent their school, their geographical area, as well as their families as a member of the Primetime 25. All three, I really think, are really good role models, and I want to point out that I appreciate you and Mike Scavara and their help that you guys provide us and kind of keeping an eye on some of the kids down there, because we take a lot of stock in what you guys say in regards to who's good, who's not good, who's a good kid, who's not a good kid, and those kind of things. We take I tell you what, I spend more time talking about character issues when I select this Primetime 25 than anything that I do. And then when it comes down to it, we collectively meet as a group. We talk about it, but it ultimately comes down to it's my decision whether you're a go or a no-go. So we try to do our very, very best to put the best that represents Indiana in every aspect of what a great high school student-athlete is all about when it comes to character, community involvement, as well as their ability to excel in the classroom as well as on the football field. So those are some things, and certainly those three young men certainly will represent your geographical area very, very well. And just, you know, just right up the road, Dawson Basinger, another kid from North Central in Farmersburg, was also in that same grouping too. So it's going to be interesting to see. I'm hoping, Dan, you'll have a chance to see some of these kids playing in Indianapolis on Thanksgiving weekend.
Well, we go to your book now, and again, the 2018 Indiana Football Digest, they are available to our listeners. You can pick them up at most of the local and area schools, also at Barnes & Noble, just a little bit more than 400 pages. Each high school has their own page, each college has their own page, and we're talking everybody from Rolls-Hulman to Marion to Purdue, IU, Notre Dame, and then, of course, some other great features and stuff. 26 years, I know last year kind of a monumental with your silver anniversary issue, and now to start your second quarter century, just kind of your thoughts. I've read some quotes from you talking about your first year and then 26 years later still doing this passion thing that you have for football in our state.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you one thing. I won't be doing 50. I can tell you that right now. It's been a very, very adventurous road, to say the least. At least that's my gut feeling. At age 61, if I'm doing 50, then I certainly will be blessed to be able to do that. But it's really been an adventurous ride. Obviously, a lot of growing pains, trying to deal with a wide variety of dynamics, staff changes, as well as just culture changes on the type of coaches and what coaches believe, what they don't believe. It's really, really an interesting situation. I always enjoy the interaction I have with the coaches association, especially mine and your generation of guys who really, really have fought what I think is a very, very gallant fight in that regard to playing football in a basketball-crazed state. And I think with what we've seen over the course of mine and your career, that we've seen football really kind of take center stage, if not surpass basketball in many aspects of attendance as well as notoriety in our state. But I think it's an exciting time to be a part of what we're doing each and every year. And once I put the book to bed, I always said, okay, what are we going to do better next year than we did this year? And we certainly, when we had our planning meeting, we already, believe it or not, already started working on some ideas to make changes for next year's 2019 edition of the book. So tell you what, it's been a fun ride. It's been fun to be able to spend time on many radio stations and visiting with television folks as well as newspaper people around the state to be able to talk about what we think is really something special, and that's Indiana high school football.
Paul Condrey joining us on the Audubon Chrysler Hotline from his home in northern Indiana, talking about this year's edition. Again, it's $15. The price has been the same now for an awful lot of years. You can go by the high school. Again, go by Barnes & Noble and pick this up. It is a complete encyclopedia for high school football. Nobody knows more about this sport in our state than the guy that's on the phone with us here. Let me just ask you a little bit, and we'll divert from 6A. We don't have any schools around here playing 6A. We've got a couple in 5A and Castlewood at North. And I know I talked to you back in the spring when Joey Paradine got the job leaving East Central or Eastern Green, taking that team to the state championship game last year against Pioneer in Class 1A. He now inherits the job at North. He's in a 5A school, soon to possibly be elevated to 6A with the enrollment that they've got going on out there. But just kind of your thoughts on Coach Paradine, what you know, and what he can do to kind of get this North football team back to prominence.
I tell you what, he's an absolute winner. Bottom line, tell you what, I met him initially when he first took his first job. I believe it was at Wood Memorial, and did his best there. And I tell you what, I think the move to go where he was at last year certainly made great moves. But I think when it's all said and done, he's got a huge culture change to make at Evansville North. And I think if he does the things that he did, like he did last year at Eastern Green, I think he's going to do a special, special job. I'm a really big fan of what he's been able to do. I consider him one of those high-quality character guys. I think the Evansville community area should just be happy to have a guy like him in their fraternity of coaches. They're going to be really good, but he's got some changes to make and some culture. These kids got to understand that they have to trust the process of what it takes to be successful, and I think when it's all said and done, Joey's going to be very successful when it's all said and done, buddy. I think he's going to be a good one.
All right, let's go down to 4A, Paul. You've got East Central ranked number one in the preseason poll. You've got the Panthers coming in at number three from Wrights, and I think that's pretty much everybody. Well, Jasper, you got ranked 14th. Talk a little bit, if you would, in your conversation with Andy Hape. I think JP was down here to maybe talk with him and put the Panther page together. But talk a little bit about Wrights and finding them at number three in your preseason poll.
Well, it's interesting. First of all, 4A, believe it or not, in our top 10 alone, they have four coaching changes, including at the top spot. Donnie Stonefield's now back as the head coach at East Central as Justin Roden has moved on to over to Noblesville. And you look at new coach at Mishawaka, Keith Kinders taking over for Bart Curtis, who boogied over to Warsaw. Bishop Dwenger's got a new coach in Jason Garrett. And New Haven, Jimmy Glenn's a new coach there. So four prominent schools in the top ten with all new skippers in there. So that's a significant dynamic, and to see how those teams certainly play. They've got some solid groups of kids that are coming back, and that's the reason we talked about it. So I think you have to look at the overview of how that class is going to kind of play itself out. When you talk to about Wrights football, though, I think Andy's done a spectacular job of just fundamentally one of the toughest teams you're going to play against each on both sides of the football. I know he's got eight starters returning on both sides of the line of scrimmage. So they're going to be a very, very formidable group of guys to play. As long as everybody remains healthy, I think that they're going to be a team that can certainly be reckoned with. They're coming from the south half of the tournament, so I think that certainly gives them a significant power opportunity, because I think the power strictly in regards to numbers is in the north. So I think they'll have an opportunity. If they get a break here or there, they can make a serious postseason run as long as they stay healthy.
Well, I think the biggest question in southern Indiana this year will be the Central Bears. I mean, your good friend Andy Owen now, the city athletic director. I mean, all those issues with the Evans brothers and transferring that to Princeton and now out of state. So, I mean, that situation, there was a tremendous amount of talent certainly with those young men, but then also there was a little bit of baggage, maybe a lot of baggage as well. They've got a new coach, and I ask you specifically about Troy Burgess coming as the athletic director at South Putnam. taking over this program now at Central. He'll have one of the better quarterbacks around in Brendan Harper. He's getting a lot of Division I looks. That's going to be a very intriguing team. They've got a couple of linemen right now. They're getting some looks as well from some Division I schools. So without Evans, without Owen as the coach, and now Burgess coming in, outstanding Division I prospect at quarterback, a huge offensive line. If they get the skill position players, that might be a team that could surprise a few people.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about this, Dan. Troy's been successful everywhere he's gone to. I know he was nipping at the bud to try to get back into this, and I know he was picking and choosing his opportunities, and I think the former Newcastle product is going to do some really good things there. And well, let's face it, on paper, they may have the best talent grouping in all of Evansville, and I think the Memorial folks may argue that point a little bit, and certainly justifiably so based upon a great quarterback and Michael Lindauer coming back. But I think Troy will coach him up. I think that he's in a position where he could really, really make an impact there. But the Harper kid certainly had a great year, 20 touchdowns last year, 69% of his passes he completed. So I think as long as he stays healthy, they're going to be certainly a formidable team. But I think when it's all said and done, you're going to look at Central in this one, and you also have to look at Wright's in this one is one that's going to be a great 1-2 punch, and I'm sure there's going to be 15,000 people when those two teams meet, if they meet in postseason play. Should be a dandy.
Yeah, this year's home game will be at the Wright's Bowl, so I'm sure there'll be a few people there come week four of the season. Let me ask you a little bit about Jasper and Tony Ahrens, of course, with that football program. I know they had a young team last year. They've got some skill position players back. Obviously, a lot of disciplines, fundamentally sound football program at Jasper for 1,000 years. You've got them in your top 15. Again, nobody's really talking about them a whole lot when you've got the Wrights and the Centrals, but Jasper, too, is a team that is very, very capable of having an awful lot of success year in and year out. 2018 will be no exception.
Well, we put a lot of stock, Dan, on quarterback returning and not returning. When you lose your quarterback, to be honest with you, that's either going to put you in the top five, the top seven, the top ten, or you're going to be in a position where you're going to be on the outside looking in. And I just think that Jasper, they need some help getting that quarterback. I think that when it's all said and done, Justin Person is a kid that they're going to be hard pressed to try to fit someone into there. So depending upon how that goes and they can find someone in there to pitch the ball around the yard a little bit, I think it's going to be a situation where they're going to be on the outside looking in, at least here from the early. I do like the kid they've got in Jacob Walbrand. You know, his father was a pretty good player back in the day, and matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, played on the team that lost to Paul Condry's alma mater in the state championship game back in 1987, if my memory serves me correct. But if they can get some of those legacy kids in there, I think to step up, I think it could be a good year for them.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, I would not want to be Tony Ahrens. I mean, preparing for the first month of the season at Memorial, at Southridge, at a home game against Boonville, then Heritage Hills comes calling, and Vincennes Lincoln. I mean, that is a murderer's row in the first 5 weeks of the season, so they will have to get off to a good start. But, boy, that is about as tough a schedule as you're going to find anywhere around for the Jasper Wildcats. All right, speaking of quarterbacks,
they
mentioned it.
They won three of those four last year, Dan, so don't discount them, to say the least.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's going to be, and I know Boonville's going to be a little bit better than they were a year ago. They'll have the Jackson Phillips kid back at quarterback who got hurt the first week, and that certainly hurt Coach Ward's team for the first month of the season, trying to figure out who is going to fill in for Phillips. But, yeah, I mean, I think the Big Eight's going to be very, very competitive this year. All right, let's go down to 3A, and you talk about the defending state champions and the Memorial Tigers beating Brebeuf at Lucas Oil Stadium Thanksgiving weekend. Michael Lindauer's back. Branson Combs is back. I mean, they've got their three linebackers are back. Almost their entire secondary is back. They've got some holes to fill up front. They've got a tailback they've got to replace in Kenyon Irvin. Keanu McGuire would be very, very tough to replace as well. But you really like Memorial. You've got them number one in 3A.
If they were in 4A, they'd be ranked number one in 4A. I mean, they are without question the best team down there. They when you got a quarterback, and I understand that Michael. Matter of fact, I talked with Michael via text message sometime. I guess it was probably about a month ago. And you know, here's a kid who can really pick whatever sport he wants to play, whether he can play college baseball or college football. Got a ton of offers to do both, and you know, he's just got. If he stays healthy, they could do some really, really serious damage. I would not be surprised if we see a West Lafayette Evansville Memorial State Championship game. That's what I'm thinking is going to happen. If you're going to ask me to pick, because I know at some point in time when we do these shows, you're going to ask me to pick who's playing, and I really believe 1 and 2 are legitimate 1-2. There is a lot of separation between 1 and 2, and I would not say that in any of the other classes that we talk about. And I think that we got two kids on the primetime 25 in both those respective schools, and it should be interesting to see. But mark my word, Dan, on Thanksgiving weekend, we'll see West Lafayette playing Evansville Memorial for the state championship game.
Got to spend part of my Thanksgiving with you. That's not all bad. I hope that happens.
Yeah, that'd be what fun, about wouldn't it?
Yeah, what about Nick Hartnow and Gibson Southern? I mean, they lost an awful lot of talent. Isaac Sellers, a quarterback last year. Wes Obermeyer is playing his college football now at Ball State. He had a tremendous amount of talent. You've got them coming in at number 8 in the preseason poll. Gibson Southern Memorial, again, the top two teams in that 3A sectional probably?
Yeah, no question. Once again, you got an established quarterback who's won a state championship. You got a kid who's never won a tournament game. So that's basically where my mindset is going to be. Once again, as long as Michael stays healthy and they keep everybody in the right places, there's going to be there. It is so hard to replace the experience that a student athlete gleans during the course of making a deep postseason run. All those extra weeks, all those extra reps are just paramount to success. And I think when it's all said and done, Coach Hurley, who's got it stuck on automatic right now, man, they're going to – I would not be surprised to see them bring home the brass ring again when it's all said and done. They are loaded, and I think everybody else is just hoping that they can that they stub their toe along the way. But I don't see that happening, to be honest with you.
All right, 2A, you've got the defending state champion Southridge Raiders, and the job that Scott Binning has done up there. I mean, what a class act that guy is. And he, you know, again, he loses his quarterback and Harder, but, I mean, Shank is coming back, and he'll play 48 minutes every single night. He's got a very, very good – he had a lot of freshmen and sophomore on that varsity team that got some experience last year. So they, even though they had a young team, I don't think a lot of people thought they would beat Woodland. It was a tremendous football game up there. You saw it. He's got some holes to fill there in Class 2A. You've got Modern Day coming in at number 5. Just kind of your thoughts on kind of the 2A and where we're going from here.
Well, I'll tell you what, first of all, I mean, think about it. Southridge had to go to overtime to beat Evansville Modern Day. So, you know, they won a tight game against a veteran, a well-schooled club there to – and I really think that was the game that kind of just catapulted to them. And what they were able to do in the state championship game on the rally to come from behind to take care of that game shows a lot about their character. And I would agree with you. Scott has done a really, really special job down there at Southridge. I talked to my buddy Kelly Murphy, who, of course, was the previous head coach. And, of course, his son was a part of their team last year. And at the All-Star game this week, and I talked with Scott on Friday, and you know, they have just done a spectacular job. But this was a special, special senior class at Southridge High School. As you alluded to earlier at the top of the show, that baseball team had a great postseason run, came up a stone shy of what they wanted to accomplish. But still, when you get a special group of kids at a small school level, they can take you a long way, and I certainly think they took that bus and rode it a long way. Now the question is all those young kids that the Raiders had getting some of that valuable experience and all those extra reps? I think those are things that are going to pay dividend in the long haul, and I would not be surprised to see them back in a position where they make a deep tournament run. But you know, when you're talking about going one on one against the Lord of the Rings, and talking about Mike Gable, the coach of Modern Day, beating him twice in successive years in postseason play, that'll be a tall task for Southridge. But if anybody can do it, Scott's proven that he can one up the Lord of the Rings, at least at this point in his career.
Paul, this is Mike Scavaro. Just joined Dan, and certainly it was a great weekend being with you up at the North-South All-Star Game. But when you look at overall the big picture in the state of Indiana high school football, what stands out for you in the 2018 season?
Well, I can tell you that the thing that jumps off the page, Mike, and first of all, congratulations on being a part of the Gritties this past year. It was wonderful to be able to award you our media award. You've done a wonderful job during the course of your spectacular career, and I'm so proud to call you a friend. But I think the thing that jumps off the page, and if you turn to page 379 on your Indiana Football Digest, the alarming thing that jumps off the page, plain and simple, is the amount of coaching changes that we've had again this year. 64 coaching changes, Mike, is an alarming thing for us. You know, last year it's the same situation. If you look at the last 5 years, the number is mind-boggling. The entire state of Indiana, in numbers, has turned itself over. That is, I don't know if there's anything else outside of plain and simple. All of our student numbers of participation are up, but the coaching numbers, we're losing some of those lifelong guys, and a couple of them this year, Brett Colby, of course, at Kokomo, and the legend, Leroy Marsh up at Munster, who was coaching back probably, Mike, when you were up at high school at Whiting High. Well, maybe not that far back, but you know what I'm saying.
Not that far, but I coached against him when I was coaching at Lowell.
There you go. There's my point.
All right, Paul. Well, again,
that's a big concern. That's a big concern.
Well, it all starts 1 month from tomorrow, August 17th. All these teams, 300-plus around the state of Indiana, trying to get to one common goal, Lucas Oil Stadium Thanksgiving weekend. Well, again, the Indiana Football Digest is out. Stop by your favorite high school. Pick up a copy for $15. Part of the proceeds will go back to that high school. You can go to Barnes & Noble. You can go online as well and pick it up and get ready for this, what should be a very, very exciting campaign of high school football. It's really a pleasure to have you on, spend so much time with you, and have a good next couple of weeks, Paul, and I'm sure we'll be checking in with you real soon.
Okay, just to let you know that I'm sending the Barnes & Nobles in Evansville, their books, they're going in going out in the shipping department tomorrow, so give that a couple days down there, but if not, track down Mike Scavaro. I know he's got a couple copies floating around there, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate y'all.
Take care.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Scott. All right, that's Paul Condry joining us on the Audubon Chrysler Hotline. All right, so top of the hour, Dennis Doherty from Seamers Glass is here. Mike Scavaro, Rodney Watson's going to stop by. We're going to talk with Kevin Wassmer and his son Caleb about the City Golf Tournament coming up on Saturday, the qualifying round. So we've got a lot of stuff to get to. We're here at Bar Louie, the Monday edition of All About Sports. We'll be right back on ESPN 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Interest rates are going up. Gas prices are skyrocketing. D. Patrick Nissan has the solution. Get 0% APR on any new Nissan. Not 1.9 or even 0.9. 0% on any new Nissan. It doesn't get any lower than zero. And to beat the gas prices, buy one of 19 Nissan models with 25 miles per gallon or better. Save money on interest and gas. Shop dpatricknissan.com.
Get your next Nissan where service matters. D. Patrick Nissan on the Division Street Auto Plaza.
Eat, drink, and be happy at Bar Louie with daily $8 lunch specials for Monday through Friday, including chicken quesadillas, barbecue ranch salad, and cheeseburgers. Speaking of burgers, Tuesday is Dollar Burger Day at Bar Louie after 5 p.m. Wednesday, enjoy $5 domestic buckets and martinis and live acoustics every Thursday evening. On Sunday, kids eat free. That's at Bar Louie at 7700 Eagle Crest Drive and home of All About Sports every Monday afternoon beginning at 4:30.
The year was 1943 when John and Carl Seamers opened a small shop in Evansville for the purpose of repairing and installing windshields. Over the years, Seamers Glass continues to work on windshields, but has been on the cutting edge of expanding all of its services, not only for a vehicle of any size, to improvements and additions inside a home or business. 2018 marks 75 years in business at Seamers Glass. 75 years of serving the tri-state and building a reputation for providing quality work and customer service with every call we take.
In addition to building on what we started 75 years ago, the dedicated and professional installers at Seamers Glass can customize and apply a polished finish to any piece of glass to fit any piece of furniture. Our customers are getting new shower enclosures, with most being installed in just one day. Now with warm weather here, enjoy your patio this summer with a professionally installed awning to provide shade and comfort. Thank you, Tri-State, for allowing us to serve you for 75 years. Seamers Glass, Evansville, Princeton, and Jasper.
Different. And at Oakland City University, we're proud of it.
I would suggest anyone to contact Oakland City University about the adult education program. Do the small class sizes. Everyone is there for the same reason you are, to continue their education. The teachers, the staff, the students at Oakland City University, they want you to do better. It's not just a number at Oakland City University. You are an actual individual and they know your name.
At Oakland City University, the individual is still most important.
Is your college not what you expected? Do you need a smaller campus, smaller classes, or more one-on-one with the professors? Maybe following a friend or sweetheart to their college wasn't the best decision, or you just want to be a little closer to home. Did you know you have the option of transferring? At Oakland City University, we pride ourselves in making college a rewarding and successful experience. Our small class sizes and inviting campus are sure to fit your needs. If you're considering transferring for any reason, give Oakland City University a call or check us out online at www.oak.edu.
Have you noticed your big ideas to update your home come with hefty price tags? That is why you need to rely on financing with Sterling United Federal Credit Union. Get a home equity loan to make those ideas a reality. No application fees and low closing costs make Sterling the simple choice for your home equity loan. Call 425-0111 or visit sufcu.org. Sterling United FCU. What makes us different is you.
Some restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Member NCUA.
It's simply Sterling. Sterling.
Gas prices are skyrocketing, and DePatrick Nissan Used Cars has the solution. To beat the gas prices, choose from our great selection of fuel-efficient Hondas, Fords, Toyotas, Hyundais, Nissans, and more. Shop our entire selection now at DePatrickNissan.com. Beat the gas prices with great savings on the most fuel-efficient vehicles on the market.
Get your next used vehicle where service matters. DePatrick Nissan Used Cars on the Division Street Auto Plaza. What's in your driveway?
All right, welcome back. Monday edition, all about sports here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref. Dan Agreski with you. And I want to remind you to listen to the show on WREF, Sebring, Henderson, Kentucky, Evansville, Indiana. Dennis Torrey from Seamers Glass has joined us. How are you?
Doing good. Before I forget about it, you know Whitney Paxson,
yes.
One of our young ladies at work.
She have her baby?
She had her and her husband Chris, her new parents of Caroline,
okay.
Born on, I believe, Friday at 4:55 p.m., they love the song Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond, so that's why they picked the name. Of course I'm joking. But they also have another daughter, Georgia. So I just told her, I said, hey, you better tune in because I'm going to give you a shout-out whether you like it or not.
Well, her husband is
he's a loyal
every
listener.
Daily listener, isn't
he? He's a loyal listener. Chris is a – yes, he does. He tunes in, and we really appreciate that. And Whitney's a – you know, we were joking with her at work one time. We said, listen, hope you have your baby on a weekend so you can come back to work Monday. But
well – Mark and Jan will give her at least a week off.
Yeah, we'll give her a week and get her back up to speed.
All right, Rodney Watson has joined us. Coach, how are you?
I'm fine. Glad to be in this. With all the talking sports people.
Yeah, we got Scavara here. We've got Lauren here. We got Dennis. We got you. So I mean, we're all set, ready to go. I really appreciate you coming by. I know you got a recruit right down the street. You're going to go see here in a minute, but you got some big news.
We do. It's recruiting is the lifeblood of every program, and we were able to bring Chance Coyle in from Bloomington South in the fall, and he had a great high school year, made the Indiana All-Star team. How about this? Chance broke the all-time scoring record at Bloomington South, and that's quite an accomplishment. Golly,
yeah.
Tough guy, and we're glad to have him part of it. And we were able to bring a few more on board, which you need to do.
Okay, so Coyle's been in for a while, or at least verbally signed his letter of intent. Glenn Roush of Boonville has done that as well, so we knew he was going to be in the fold. What about over the course of the spring and early part of the summer?
Yeah, we really, of course, you know, we lost a bunch of big guys, and we have quite a need to fill out our depth at the guard position. And we were able to sign a young man from Bowling Green, Kentucky, by way of Lewis and Clark Junior College and the University of Utah by name of Kobe Caldwell. Now, you're going to see two different spellings, so I don't want to throw you off. His official spelling is K-O-L-B-E, Colby.
Okay.
He goes by Kobe. So Kobe brings us he's a 6'5 guard, and he's a big guard. He can actually play the point. He's very versatile. He's a very good shooter, good perimeter shooter. He's got a great body. You need big guards. Big guards are a big ticket for us, and he's going to give Alex Stein, who is healthy, maybe we'll talk about that in a little bit, and Nate Hansen and Mateo Rivera, he's going to really give them a lot of help on the perimeter. Along with Kobe, we signed a young man from Mount Vernon, Illinois, by way of Southwestern Illinois College by the name of Braden Fitzgerald. Braden is a small point guard, shooting guard. He's a tough guard. It's funny, I told Coach Owen and Coach Gant, we're not going to recruit Braden. He's just not. We need big guards, and he made me fall in love with him. I went up to Vincennes in January, and he was being guarded by their best player, and he went to work and kept really paying attention to him, and he played so tough, and we need toughness. You always need toughness. So he's a guard that can guard anybody in the country from their baseline to the top of the key, and it's going to be exciting to watch him do that, along with he has the ability to shoot the ball, and that's very important. And then thirdly, and very importantly, we have to have some frontline guys to go with what we have coming back. We have a young man from Congo, same country as Muhammad Tuma, by the name of, it's going to be, again, it's spelled Hugus Bumba, but we're going to call him Hugo. Okay, Dan?
Thanks,
so
Coach. Appreciate it.
We're going to work on that. We said, Hugo, we've got to make it easy for Dan Agurski this year, and he said, let's just go with Hugo. So Hugo is a 6'7", 225 horse. He's a man. And he comes to us from Vincennes University. Had a great college coach in Todd Franklin, part of a terrific program. He played with Nate Hansen, Nate's sophomore year and Hugo's freshman year. He's a guy who can protect the rim. He can rebound. His numbers aren't going to reflect that when you see his numbers for last year. But he's on a great team, and his minutes weren't. You know, he came off the bench for them, but he'd be a really good player for us. We're really, really, in certainly in need of shoring up our front line.
Okay, so last year graduation takes Carter, Dixon, and Julius.
Rajal and Marcellus.
And Marcellus. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, as far as your front line players,
yeah.
So obviously Emmanuel coming back, Little, who had, I think, a very, very good freshman year.
Absolutely.
You got this young man now from Vincennes. Who else are you projecting to be in that 4-5 slot?
Tyler Dancy is a guy that's, when you see him, you're going to be really pleased with what you see. He's had to trim his body down. He's got to truly resculpture his body, and it's not easy for any of us, and it's certainly not easy for a 19-year-old. And, body composition is far more important than actual numbers. You know, your weight is, that's a barometer that we can easily look upon, but he's a guy that needs to drop some body composition, but while he's doing that, he had to build up strength, so you're kind of going both ways, and Tyler's done a terrific job. His numbers have gone beautifully, and he's been very committed to resculpturing his body. He's a guy that registered this year, and I told him once we decided to redshirt, we stay with it, but there were times, believe me, we had a rough February that he would have helped us in some important situations. But for the program and for his sake, it's going to help us a lot. And then he holds up on his end. He's really getting himself in great shape. We need to sign another inside guy, but those are three good guys to get started with.
So do you project filling out more of your roster, or is it done?
No, we've got a young man on campus right now, and if that goes well, I could see us possibly adding two more guys. Maybe one that would possibly redshirt, and then one that we need. We definitely need a skilled forward. Skilled forwards win college basketball games, as long as you have good players around them. But we don't need to just sign another person. You know, we need a big guy to protect, and that would be Hugo. Tyler will help us with protecting the lane. We need a skilled forward, a guy who can shoot and pass and guard multiple positions. But the next guy we bring on board has got to be someone that can fill that role in terms of the guy that we want. You know, we talked about maybe bringing a guy that might redshirt a year, but the guy that's going to play next year has to be a skilled guy. There's just no reason to bring an unskilled big guy just for the sake of having size. Here's the reason why. Low post basketball doesn't exist anymore. I mean, the rules have gravitated to be a five-man guard or skilled forward game. When I say skilled forward, I'm talking about a big guard. That's where college basketball is going, and it's. I don't really anticipate us doing a lot on the low post. I think we use the baseline of the short corner. You'll see the term attacking from four angles, really from the four corners of the court with a drive and catch and shoot. You've got to be a good three-point shooting team. It's just the way the game's going, and we've got to get in the game that way.
Okay, so at the end of last year, you know, it was announced, I mean, Alex Stein basically playing about three-fourths of the season on one wheel. Surgery at the end of the season. I know he took a trip with Jacob, a mission trip late May, early June. How is his rehab going, and how is he doing?
Outstanding. And when I was in the doctor's office about a month ago, and the doctor did all the pushes and stretches and touches and, you know, pressed here and there, and he looked at Scott Hooker, our trainer, and I said, as far as I'm concerned, he's healed. And, man, those were good for us to hear, but for him to hear that psychologically, here's a guy that gives his heart and soul in everything he does. He's a great student. He's a great young man. He went on a mission trip to South Africa. That's the kind of person he is, and it is literally killing him not to be in that gym going full tilt. Matter of fact, he was in there this morning when I came to work. He was going to have to, but he's got his body back, and he doesn't take that lightly. I mean, you know, here's a guy that goes full tilt. Remember, we talked about his freshman year. At the end of that year, I begged him to take 2 weeks off, and he kind of looked at me like I was crazy. And now we kind of revisit that conversation, and he just said, hey, when you get older, you don't understand how injuries play such a huge impact on, you know, I heard you talking in the earlier segment with high school football. It's just, you know, there's so many factors that play a segment in individuals' performance and team performances. And this thing really has worn him out mentally in terms of, you know, not being able to go 100%. When you have a foot injury in our sport, it really makes it tough. But it's great to hear that he's back. It's great to see it in person. Really looking forward to a great senior year for him.
So from your standpoint right now, as you look at your roster, Coach, and again, maybe another name or two will be added before the season tips off in November, where is this coaching staff right now as far as your comfort level with this team going forward when school starts here in about a month?
You know, we talk about Alex's injury, but one another area that we really fell short, and it lies on me, is we didn't have enough guys on our team. We just you've got to expect you're going to have injuries, unfortunately. You're going to have, you know, things like that come up, and you've got to have depth to practice. You also have to have situations where Alex Stein and Jacob Norman don't have to practice every single possession of a two-hour practice or an hour practice. And that's kind of what they've had to do in the last couple of years, because we've had 11, 12, maybe 13 players, and then you get a guy hurt, you have something come up, now you're practicing with 10, 11 guys the whole time. What we've done, we've been conscious about bringing on walk-ons, and we'll announce that a little bit later about bringing some guys to help us practice. Those guys are very critical to your season, especially if they understand the role. So expect to see 15, 16 guys at in uniform or in practice. And, again, some of those guys we haven't announced quite yet, and that will come in time. But having those guys on your team that, I mean, walk-ons, practice players, whatever, they serve a huge and critical role in getting at any team at whatever level through a season.
Can you give us an update on the construction of the new arena?
It's going up every day, and they're doing it's amazing. You know, the timelines are, you know, that's something that's beyond my pay grade. But we've got basically four walls now. They're going to put the final beam. There's the last beam they're going to put on the roof. Everyone on campus had an opportunity to sign. It's kind of a neat thing. So they'll have a ceremony on Friday to put the final beam on top. Hopefully immediately thereafter they'll be able to close the roof in completely. The roof is 80% closed in. That, you know, that's my talk, not Empire's talk. But they also, you have to realize, there's a lot of things that have to be going on inside with some crane work. So they had to bring cranes in. So the north end is kind of open still, so they can get big equipment in and out right now. and it looks like I know the seating and the upper deck of the north side seems to be, the foundation seems to be in place. I think once we see that roof go on and we see that last north wall get closed in, things will be going very quickly. But it's going to be something that's not only for our basketball programs but in athletics, but just it's going to be a great facility for this community. I'm thinking about, you know, different venues that require 5,000 seats, and think about really the cool things that can happen in that building, from concerts to conventions or whatever. It's going to be something that we're all going to be proud of.
Coach Watson, are you a proponent of weight training?
Yeah.
Because I know back in the probably early 70s, Coach Joe Hall at Kentucky, he really started his players hitting the weight rooms.
Yes.
Cardio, obviously, in the running of the floor is very important. But I remember Grant Hill 20 years ago said he played against Michael Jordan and realized he had to start lifting weights.
Right.
Because of the strength that he had from weightlifting. So you're a proponent for your
players.
Oh,
absolutely. It's not just the strength for your skill level. It kind of goes along with what we talked about in a little bit previously. It is the number one factor in helping prevent serious injuries. So you take a turned ankle or maybe a bump or a fall, what research has shown as important as anything is that as your body gets stronger with flexibility is very key in its proponent. It helps at least not necessarily eliminate injuries, but reduce the severity many times. That's as important as getting bigger and stronger. It's interesting, when I was at Southern Illinois University for many years, and I saw we had Walt Frazier's game jersey, and Walt Frazier's a big man. If he walked in here right now, you would be surprised. If you think back to those clips and he was playing with Willis Reed, I always saw as a kid, I thought he was like 6'6", 6'1". He is. They list him 6'4", but he would be listed taller than that in reality. His jersey was, I mean, it looked like, truly looked like a junior high jersey. And it's just that the era has changed. And now these kids are wearing, you know, these are big guys. Like, we're talking about a young man on our team dropping 30 pounds and front lines for us at our level. You know, our guys are going 225, 230. And I used to watch Big Ten football. I was an Illinois fan. And, you know, Michigan, Ohio State have 300 pounds. The rest of the Big Ten would have 240-pound linemen, in the 70s, in that era. So, no, the conditioning is a huge factor. Our guys spent the last 5 weeks, ending last Friday, where they were really training themselves, because Division II has a good rule. It doesn't enable us to overdo it. But they were in the weight room 3 times a week, along with doing other agility training on their own on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So we had 5 great weeks that they've committed to. And, again, it's truly on their own.
Absolutely. But I'm also glad to learn you're a Chicago Bears fan, too, like Mike Scavar and I are.
So, Bear down, Chicago Bears.
That's right. Looking forward to a.
Do we have a quarterback?
I'm not sold on Trubisky still, but we'll see. But Kyle Long did a podcast not long ago, and he said he thinks that they're going to let him turn him loose this year.
I remember, and you'll know the year, and Mike, you'll know the year, but I remember the time, and I remember us, you know, I grew up in Central Illinois, and, you know, grew up on a farm. There's no cable. I mean, you're either a Bears fan or Packers fan,
right?
And so we were Bears fans, and we got this guy out of Mississippi Valley State, and they're making such a big deal about this guy. And he's like 5'10". Now, how good can that guy be? Well, Walter Payton ended up being pretty good.
So
those were some fun years. And then what's interesting is, as unfortunately with the NFL, I don't know if you guys feel this way, but I grew up in Central Illinois. So you're a Bears fan. You watch it. You have that access to it. You know, what we call poor man's television. Then once I moved and got in the coach profession, I went into areas where you couldn't get the Bears. And so that was a little frustrating. But, nope, longtime Bears fan. I can tell you about a lot of those games.
Absolutely. Well, good luck this season.
Thank
Looking
you,
forward
Dennis.
To it.
All right, very quickly before I let you go, Coach. So the guys returning, you already talked about Stein. You already talked a little bit about Norman. But as far as the summer for Rivera, Little, and some of these other guys
Nate
returning.
Yeah, Nate Hansen, Mateo Rivera, Emmanuel Little, Tyler Dancy, they've all had a very nice summer. And it's nice to be able to sit here with you now. No, school-wise, everybody's in good shape. And we've got part of our summer program is guys take at least a class. I know Stein and Norman took a couple classes. So they really get themselves ahead. And You know, that's a big component of this thing. It's not just Pollyanna coaches talk. You really have to. This thing is about getting a degree. But it's nice to see Nate and Jacob having such a lead up into their senior year. Mateo knows that his pace has to be quite a bit different than it's been in the past. He's been working really hard on his body as well and his skill level.
All right. Well, we'll see you in a few weeks. Thanks.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Thanks for coming by. All right.
And beginning your 10th season.
Starting number 10.
My goodness. Seems like you just got here.
It's been a good run.
All right. Rodney Watson joining us here live at Bar Lure. We're going to talk to Kevin Wassmer, 10-time city champion, as the qualifying gets ready for the Courier Press Men's City Tournament. His son Caleb had a very good weekend as well. We'll talk to both of those guys coming up before 6 o'clock. We'll be right back on the Monday edition of All About Sports here on ESPN 97.7 FM. The ref, always the right call.
Ritzy's isn't just good fast food. It's good food fast. That's why we say what makes us different makes us better. Ritzy's has Evansville's best tasting hamburgers and cheeseburgers. And every burger is made fresh to order exactly the way you like it. Try our delicious grilled chicken sandwich or tasty crispy chicken tenders. Boss, don't miss out on our scrumptious salads. And our signature 7-way chili is a year-round favorite. And don't forget the ice cream. All handmade and made fresh daily. Voted Evansville's best. Best. Hot off the grill, fresh, full of flavor, and affordable. Ritzy's, not just good fast food, it's good food fast.
Evansville's best ice cream? G.D. Ritzy's, of course. Ritzy's makes the finest super premium ice cream in 18 delightful flavors. Wild Mountain Blackberry, Amaretto Cherry, Chunky Dory, Fudge Butter Pecan Cashew, Praline Caramel Swirl, Chocolate Chip Cookie Dough, and, of course, all-American favorites, Vanilla Chocolate and Strawberry. And now, enjoy Ritzy's seasonal flavor, Just Peachy. Delicious peach. Peach ice cream with peaches mixed throughout. When you want ice cream, don't settle for less. Enjoy the best. Ritzy's.
I'm Chris Rutledge, market executive at Banterra Bank, and we want to be your financial partner. We are a strong regional community bank with conveniences like digital banking, including mobile check deposit. We offer competitive checking and saving options for all your personal and business banking needs. Stop by one of our Evansville or Newburgh branches to learn more about our exceptional products and see that customer service is our top priority. Banterra Bank, a proud supporter of local high school sports. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Interest rates are going up and gas prices are skyrocketing. D-Patrick Nissan has the solution. Get 0% APR on any new Nissan. Not 1.9 or even 0.9. 0% on any new Nissan. It doesn't get any lower than zero. And to beat the gas prices, buy one of 19 Nissan models with 25 miles per gallon or better. Save money on interest and gas. Shop DPatrickNissan.com.
Get your next Nissan where service matters. D-Patrick Nissan on the Division Street Auto Plaza.
Eat, drink, and be happy at Bar Louie with daily $8 lunch specials served Monday through Friday, including chicken quesadillas, barbecue ranch salad, and cheeseburgers. Speaking of burgers, Tuesday is Dollar Burger Day at Bar Louie after 5 p.m. Wednesday, enjoy $5 domestic buckets and martinis and live acoustics every Thursday evening. On Sunday, kids eat free. That's at Bar Louie at 7700 Eagle Crest Drive and home of All About Sports every Monday afternoon beginning at 4:30. I'm here with Gene Wuerl, Specialty Fundraising. And, Gene, we've been talking about this for several months.
The thing about what we do is our products are very unique. Nobody has what I have. I mean, you've got your cookie dough, your popcorn. You've got all the other stuff that's been out in the fundraising world for probably 30, 40 years. My products are different.
Youth leagues, they're always looking for ways to make money to fund whatever it is that they're doing, their operations, uniforms, travel squads, all of that. Kids don't want to go out door to door.
The greatest thing about this is through the internet. So just say you have somebody, a relative in, say, California, they can go to your online store and they can order right online. There is no risk involved. You're not out anything. If you sell one item, you're going to make 40% off of it. Call me, Gene Wuerl, at Specialty Fundraising Company, 812-453-8793, or email me, sfc.genew@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you.
Seamers Glass began operation in Evansville in 1943, opening as a windshield repair shop on Vine Street. And now, in 2018, Seamers Glass is celebrating 75 years in business.
From a small windshield repair shop to a business that for 75 years continues to be on the cutting edge when it comes to investing in new machinery, allowing us to expand our list of services.
That list of services, Seamers Glass, still includes repairing and replacing windshields, side and rear view mirrors, broken regulators for your vehicle windows, and headlight restoration.
Inside the home, we can create and polish that perfect piece of glass for a desk or tabletop, repair windows and screens, install shower enclosures, and even custom-designed awnings for your home or business.
At Seamers Glass, we continue to build on our 75-year reputation of providing quality and customer service with every job we take.
Thank you, Tri-State, for allowing Seamers Glass to serve you since 1943, starting on Vine Street and now with three convenient locations in Evansville, Princeton, and Jasper.
The pizza break road always goes to Tironi's.
Hi, welcome back. Monday edition, all about sports here on ESPN, 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call, along with Dennis Doherty, Dan Agurski, Mike Stavar here, Rodney Watson here. So good show lined up for today, and we'll talk a little golf here coming up in a few minutes. Kevin Wasserman, of course, he is a 10-time champion of the Evansville Courier Press Men's City Tournament. Qualifying round will take place on Saturday out at Fenwick, and we were hoping, I'll tell you right now, on Thursday, among our guests will be Clint Keon. We were hoping to get him on today. And I kind of dropped the ball on that, did the interview, and then forgot to get it to Corey back at the station. So my apologies to Clint, but we'll play his interview back on Thursday. Some interesting conversation with a young man that I consider in the last 30 years may be one of the best all-around athletes in the city. So Clint's going to join us on Thursday. I think we'll have Mick Schnell also going to join us. He is going to attempt to qualify on Saturday at Fenwick for the Courier Press Men's City Tournament. Caleb Wasmer, who is the son of Kevin, he's going to be on the radio with us here in just a few minutes. In fact, he won the amateur event at McDonald over the weekend. In fact, broke the record of his dad and some guy by the name of Jeff Overton. So that kind of gives you an indication how good of a golfer Caleb Wasmer is. Of course, he's over at North Posey. So we'll talk to those guys coming up here in just a few minutes. Some news out of Castle today. Some good, some bad with regard to their athletes. Brody Heaton, who was a part of that baseball team that got all the way to the semi-state this year, he announced today that he's going to play his college baseball down in Tennessee at Belmont University. It's not in Nashville, isn't it?
Yes.
Somewhere close to that? Okay, so he's going to be joining. He's going to be going down there. And then the bad news today from Castle is Matt Bertram, the outstanding goalkeeper on the soccer team. That team got all the way to the state championship game last year. He's got a slight tear of his ACL, and he will not be between the pipes this year for the Castle soccer team, a senior. So, boy, you just wish him all the best. Going to miss his senior year. He's one of the top goalkeepers in the state of Indiana, but has got some ACL issues, and so he will not play this year for Castle, but will certainly be a coach on the field with the goalkeepers. So that's kind of out of Castle today. All right, all of our guests are on the Audubon Chrysler Hotline, home of 600 used cars, Highway 41 Strip in Henderson. And it's our pleasure to have with us now the guy that 10 times hosted the Courier Press Men's City Golf Championship. I have a chance to catch up with Kevin Wasmer. Kevin, how are you?
Good, Dan. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. I think the last time I saw you was up in Forest Park for the softball sectional, and I know you're still helping Coach Gentile with that softball team up there, but Kevin, obviously this is always a very special week for the golfers here in the area, getting ready for the qualifying round of the Courier and Press Men's City Tournament. I know you probably didn't have to play in a whole lot of these because you were exempt every year from your finish, but what's it like for some of these guys that, you know, maybe trying to get in the tournament for the first time? What was it like for you when you first qualified for this event?
Here locally, the Evansville City Tournament is obviously the tournament that you want to play in. They do an exceptional job to run it extremely well. And, you know, there's a lot of people that want to play. So, you know, the spots are limited. And, you know, just to get in is a good thing. And if you can get in and qualify and then even better make the cut, you know, and play on the weekend, the following weekend, you know, it's even better. So that's what all the kids are striving for. It's what all the local, you know, players that play every weekend out there are striving for.
How did you approach the tournament every year? I mean, you know, certainly you've gone in, you know, nine times as the defending champion. I mean, you've won in consecutive years as well during your run here in this event. But just kind of maybe take us through. I know it's you can't just start picking up the clubs a couple of weeks before this event. I mean, as much golf as you played, but what is it like now for these guys that are trying to qualify for the first time here this week?
Well, trying to qualify, I mean, anytime you put yourself in a competitive situation, you got to overcome several things. You got to mostly just your own nerves. So, you know, the guys that can handle that, the guys that can perform and play their game whenever, you know, that something matters, something's on the line, those are the ones that end up playing pretty well, you know, and that's why golf's not that easy. You know, you see it all the time. People, you look at somebody and you say, that he's a pretty good player, and you just never know, you know, because of what golf does to you in a competitive situation.
Kevin Wassmer joining us here on the Audubon Chrysler Hotline, 10-time champion of the Courier Press Men's City Tournament. He will certainly be an observer this weekend. His son Caleb will attempt to qualify, and he had a pretty good weekend. We'll talk to Caleb here in just a second. But, you know, Kevin, as you look at this game of golf, and you and I have talked about this event in Southwest Indiana for an awful lot of years, and, you know, you bring up the Evansville Junior Golf, and now, you know, we have a chance here to follow a young man on the PGA Tour. Was at the John Deere Classic, and he's made the cut three out of the first four since turning pro, and obviously we're talking about Dylan Meyer. But, it kind of goes back to, you know, picking up a club at a very young age and staying with it and, you know, not getting discouraged when things don't go really well for golfers and things like that. But, you know, as you look around the landscape of high school and even the junior golf now, is it at an all-time high as far as the level of play that you have seen maybe over the last 15, 20 years?
You know, I don't know if it's an all-time high, but I definitely think that it's, you know, been really steady and a really, you know, maintained situation. I guess the Evansville Junior Golf Association does a really good job with the juniors, but you know there's a lot of good tradition around here with, you know, especially North High School, and you know most of the SIEC has had some measure of success, you know, whether it be in sectionals and regionals and making it to state. So you know, that, like you said, the tradition goes way back. It goes back all the way to Brian Tennyson, you know, as far as guys that played on the PGA Tour. And you know, you can go back to Mr. Hamilton all the way, you know, back in the 20s and 30s, you know. So, you know, this is a golf-rich area. They, you know, if you get in the game, then, you know, there's always, you know, somebody around willing to either share the history or teach you about the history. And, you know, the kids that want to get involved, there's always somebody that's willing to help. And, you know, we've got really good instruction around here. We've got really good, you know, professionals around here that grow the game. So, you know, I think we're pretty fortunate in those regards.
What are your thoughts on Dylan? I mean, making the cut three of the first four events and opening up there at the U.S. Open, and now I guess he's got a couple of weeks off before his next event, but watching him, your thoughts on his first month as a PGA Tour professional?
Dylan, you know, to play on the tour, it's just so difficult, and you know, for Dylan to do as well as he has, it just kind of shows you, you know, what kind of talent he is. And you know, there's been guys that make it that have not been as talented. There's been, you know, guys that didn't make it that are more talented. But you know, Dylan is a special talent when it comes to, you know, striking the golf ball, when it comes to just playing the game. You know, he's got a good attitude. He has had good instruction, you know, ever since he was a junior, but that, you know, that doesn't, you know, take anything from what he accomplished. You know, it just takes a lot of good hard work and, you know, a lot of tough-mindedness, and he embodies all that. But he is a special talent, that is for sure.
All right, what is Kevin Wasmer doing these days with the golf clubs?
Well, not a lot this year. I tried to qualify for the U.S. Senior Open. I went up to the golf course in Notre Dame and played okay, just didn't quite make it through. And, that was going to kind of be the focus of my year this year. But, other than that, I've been really focusing on Caleb's game, where that's where we're spending most of our time. And I apologize, Caleb's not going to be able to join us today. So,
okay.
I tried to get a hold of you before, but that's kind of where I'm spending my time this year.
Hey, Kevin, Dennis Tardy, Seamers class. Some of these tour players that will, win and have significant wins, obviously David Duvall, Ian Baker Finch, Hunter Mahan comes to my mind right now, where suddenly Stuart Appleby, kind of struggling to get into fields too. I mean, I think he shot 59 about 3 years ago. I think he beat Jeff Overton when he shot 59.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think the biggest thing that happens is? Do you think the driver starts going sideways more than anything, or what? Because I know if you're not hitting the fairways, you don't have shots at birdies. What do you think the biggest downfall is when this stuff starts happening?
It's your confidence. It's 100% your confidence. You cannot play this game without having confidence in yourself. And you see guys that you talk about, somebody who's battled the yips like four different times, somebody like Bernhard Langer, they're just an extremely confident person, and they're just not going to let it get them down. And the people that have had success and then all of a sudden they can't do it anymore, you can attribute all to just losing their confidence.
Grano Baker Finch, after he won the British Open and he started, having a decline, and I know that I think it was Robert Allen remarked that when he plays with us at Lake Nona in Florida, he said he'll shoot 65, 66, but then when he was trying to be on the tour, it was totally different, so obviously that would be a confidence issue.
Yep, I agree 100%.
Kevin Wasmer joining us. Kevin, we read all this stuff about parents and their involvement and going to watch their kids compete in athletics. What is it like for you to go watch Caleb perform? Certainly had a very good year at North Posey as far as the state tournament is concerned. But, when you go and watch him play, and certainly this weekend at the McDonald event that he won there and kind of broke your record and Overton's record as well, what's that like for you as a parent?
Oh, it sucks, Dan. It's tough to watch. I enjoy it so much, but being helpless, there's really nothing you can do. But all kidding aside, it's really enjoyable, and all you can do is hope that he remembers the things that you tried to tell him. But this tournament this weekend, I was fortunate. I was caddying for Caleb, but I really didn't do a lot, just kind of reassured things that he had going in his mind. And, for the most part, it was all him. That's for sure. Obviously, he was hitting all the shots.
Well, obviously he was. He had a very, very good weekend. Will you go to this year's city tournament? Do you still go and watch?
Yeah, I go. I definitely try to keep my finger on the pulse of what's going on, who's playing well. And, it's going to be a good tournament. Caleb still has to qualify, so we got to do that this Saturday. Hopefully he can get in there and, get a taste of what playing in the city's like. But it's going to be a good tournament. There's a lot of good young players, but there's also a lot of, a lot of guys that can step in and win. So, it's going to be interesting.
All right. Well, Kevin, it was a pleasure catching up with you. And, again, congratulations to Caleb on his week. And hopefully have a chance to get with him after he qualifies for this city tournament. Talk to him maybe next week. But thanks for your time.
Hey, you bet. Anytime, man.
All right. Thank you. That's Kevin Wasmer joining us on the Art of Chrysler Hotline. Boy, what a show today. Wasmer, 10-time champion. Got Paul Condrey, the king of high school football in the state of Indiana. Rodney Watson announcing who he signed for letters of intent on his basketball team. So,
We got to share the stage now and kind of move over for Dennis Doherty to talk about Seamers Glass. 75 years in business for that business. I mean, that's an incredible accomplishment as well. We'll be right back live at Bar Louie, the Monday edition of All About Sports here at ESPN 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Ritzy's isn't just good fast food. It's good food fast. That's why we say what makes us different makes us better. Ritzy's has Evansville's best tasting hamburgers and cheeseburgers. And every burger is made fresh to order exactly the way you like it. Try our delicious grilled chicken sandwich or tasty crispy chicken tenders. Plus, don't miss out on our scrumptious salads. And our signature 7-way chili is a year-round favorite. And don't forget the ice cream, all handmade and made fresh daily. Voted Evansville's best. Hot off the grill. Fresh, full of flavor, and affordable. Ritzy's. Not just good fast food. It's good food fast.
Evansville's best ice cream? G.D. Ritzy's, of course. Ritzy's makes the finest super premium ice cream in 18 delightful flavors. Wild Mountain Blackberry, Amaretto Cherry, Chunky Dory, Fudge Butter Pecan Cashew, Praline Caramel Swirl, Chocolate Chip Cookie Dough, and, of course, all-American favorites, Vanilla Chocolate and Strawberry. And now, enjoy Ritzy's seasonal flavor, just peachy. Delicious peach ice cream with peaches mixed throughout. When you want ice cream, don't settle for less. Enjoy the best, Ritzy's.
From a small shop at 1010 Vine Street in Evansville back in 1943 when Seamers Glass first opened, to a locally owned family business that has been serving the Tri-State for 75 years, providing family customer service and professional quality work, Seamers Glass works hard every day to ensure our customers are completely satisfied whether we have repaired or replaced a windshield, restored headlights on a vehicle, repaired a broken rear view or side mirror, cut, design, and polish a special piece of glass, or install a new shower enclosure. We appreciate your trust in us. Over the years, we have remained on the cutting edge of our business, introducing new and innovative ways to meet the demands of our customers. In addition to all of our products, we also offer 24 hours a day, 7 days a week emergency service. From the first generation 75 years ago to the current dedicated and professional employees at Seamers Glass, thank you, Tri-State, for placing your trust in us when it comes to your glass needs. Seamers Glass, with 3 convenient locations in Evansville, Princeton, and Jasper.
Different. And at Oakland City University, we're proud of it.
I chose Oakland City because it was a small school that would keep me focused. My teachers motivate me to stay in the classroom and keep my grades up. My coaches motivate me, and then my peers motivate me to stay close with Christ. I'm really close with my family, so I wanted to go somewhere that would welcome me with open arms and just love me. And I stepped on the campus, I was like, wow, I could see myself here.
At Oakland City University, the individual is still most important.
Is your college not what you expected? Do you need a smaller campus, smaller classes, or more one-on-one with the professors? Maybe following a friend or sweetheart to their college wasn't the best decision, or you just want to be a little closer to home. Did you know you have the option of transferring? At Oakland City University, we pride ourselves in making college a rewarding and successful experience. Our small class sizes and inviting campus are sure to fit your needs. If you're considering transferring for any reason, give Oakland City University a call or check us out online at www.oak.edu.
Pizza break road always goes to Taroni's. I'm in the mood for pizza and I'm ready to go. The pizza break road goes to Taroni's. So follow me down the pizza break road. Road down to Taroni's. The pizza break road.
At Banterra, we know that it takes more than 4 walls and a roof to make a home. We know that sometimes to make your dreams a reality, you need a helping hand. You need funding, but more importantly, you need a partner, an expert to help you through the mortgage process from beginning to end. I'm Ty Swisher, Senior Mortgage Consultant with Banterra Bank, and I'd like to help you achieve your dream. Stop by one of our 4 Indiana locations or visit banterra.com to get started. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, welcome back. Monday edition, All About Sports, live at Bar Louie. Dan Zgruska, Dennis Doherty, Seamers Glass. Still to come here this afternoon, the University of Evansville announced its complete volleyball schedule for this coming season. We'll tell you a little bit about that. And some other news out of St. Louis today with regard to maybe who the next full-time manager will be. Cardinals, obviously, over the weekend, dismissing Mike Matheny, John Mabry, and some other guy named Mueller, their other hitting coach. So we'll kind of run down. There were some articles published today about some people that may get a look, so we'll pass those names along to you. with regard to who the next Cardinal manager might be. All right, Dennis, for 75 years, Seamers Glass has been taking care of glass replacement needs and a whole lot of other things at Seamers Glass that will be coming up in September, the actual 75 years. But you guys are going strong and just busy every single day.
Oh, yeah. I went so strong today that I thought I was on a heat stroke. I'm exaggerating. But it was.
I don't blame you.
I worked outside, and I was just, I'm exhausted now. I know,
you guys need to expand your services up to, like, you know, Chicago and northern Indiana, Michigan.
Yeah, I actually put an awning up today, and the awning was black. It was in the, sun, and I was like, my goodness. Then I had to ask Tekka Milling and did some work, and it was outdoors. So, I mean, everything is like, so you get in the van, and you kind of get dried off somewhat. But it was a go-go day, but I like that. I like to have just something going pretty much all the time. Make stay go quicker, accomplish a lot. But completed all our tasks. We got a good crew of people, guys there that just get out and get the job done. And like we talked before, we had a lot of guys that have been there for many years. I've been there 22. And I think it might have been this month. And there's guys been there a lot longer than I have. So that speaks volumes of the organization to have people to stay that long. That's a good place to work for. It is. We've expanded, as you know, you witnessed over the years, just taking on new challenges to help our customers to different things that they might need. We just look, if there's a need in the glass business, if we think we can be, you know, beneficial to the community, to our customers, we definitely explore it. And as you know, oftentimes we take it on. And once we take it on, we're all in.
Well, that's the thing, I guess, with your business that is so impressive, and there's so many phases of it that you have to be impressed with if you've ever needed anything done with Seamers Glass. But just the diversity among the employees. I mean, you know, you and I talk about Ed Roby and how that guy can probably take apart a car and put it back together, and maybe that's not your expertise. But the thing of it is, if Ed needs help, there's enough stuff that you know about that you can help him. If there's an emergency outside of the shop and they need manpower, you know, guys go out and do stuff that they're not normally accustomed to doing. I mean, everybody's kind of got one or two or three areas that they specialize in, but when push comes to shove and you need to get something done for a customer, you're under the wire, everybody pitches in.
Yeah, there is very rarely a day that something doesn't change or something, you know, comes up and we'll just shuffle people around. And everybody's very accommodating doing that. I typically work most of the time by myself, but I'll maybe sometimes just one of the other fellows meet me somewhere, and then we'll go together to get something done, and then we go our separate ways. Instead of being together all day, we'll just do a lot of that. Of course, with cell phones and everything we have now. I remember from when I first started, you know, we had the, like a PA.
Walkie-talkie.
Yeah. You got to be careful not to put your arm on it and say anything bad about anybody at work, everybody to hear it. Always, we're very, very conscious that don't have your hand on that lever. But, I mean, just the way we're able to communicate, our vehicles have a GPS on them, so they'll know, well, they can look, well, I'm in Newburgh already. Something happened in Newburgh. They can call me and say, hey, I noticed you're in Lake Ridge Crossing. Something's over at Old Hickory. So that we're able to communicate so much better, and it's made us so much more efficient by having those tools.
75 years in business, locations in Evansville, also in Princeton and in Jasper. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. We'll talk about the U of E volleyball schedule. Some big-name schools are on the schedule, including one coming to the Meeks Family Center this fall, and some possible names to successor to Mike Matheny as the manager of the Cardinals. We'll be right back live at Bar Louie, the Monday edition of All About Sports here on ESPN 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Ritzy's isn't just good fast food. It's good food fast. That's why we say what makes us different makes us better. Ritzy's has Evansville's best-tasting hamburgers and cheeseburgers, and every burger is made fresh to order exactly the way you like it. Try our delicious grilled chicken sandwich or tasty crispy chicken tenders. Plus, don't miss out on our scrumptious salads, and our signature 7-Way chili is a year-round favorite. And don't forget the ice cream, all handmade and made fresh daily. Voted Evansville's best. Hot off the grill, fresh, full of flavor, and affordable. Ritzy's, not just good fast food. It's good food fast.
Evansville's best ice cream? G.D. Ritzy's, of course. Ritzy's makes the finest super premium ice cream in 18 delightful flavors. Wild Mountain Blackberry, Amaretto Cherry, Chunky Dory, Fudge Butter Pecan Cashew, Praline Caramel Swirl, Chocolate Chip Cookie Dough, and, of course, all-American favorites, Vanilla Chocolate and Strawberry. And now, enjoy Ritzy's seasonal flavor, Just Peachy. Delicious peach ice cream with peaches mixed throughout. When you want ice cream, don't settle for less. Enjoy the best, Ritzy's.
The year was 1943 when John and Carl Seamers opened a small shop in Evansville for the purpose of repairing and installing windshields. Over the years, Seamers Glass continues to work on windshields, but has been on the cutting edge of expanding all of its services, not only for a vehicle of any size, to improvements and additions inside a home or business. 2018 marks 75 years in business at Seamers Glass. 75 years of serving the tri-state and building a reputation of providing quality work and customer service with every call we take. In addition to building on what we started 75 years ago, the dedicated and professional installers at Seamers Glass can customize and apply a polished finish to any piece of glass to fit any piece of furniture. Our customers are getting new shower enclosures, with most being installed in just one day. Now with the warm weather here, enjoy your patio this summer with a professionally installed awning to provide shade and comfort. Thank you, Tri-State, for allowing us to serve you for 75 years. Seamers Glass, Evansville, Princeton, and Jasper.
Eat, drink, and be happy at Bar Louie with daily $8 lunch specials served Monday through Friday, including chicken quesadillas, barbecue ranch salad, and cheeseburgers. Speaking of burgers, Tuesday is Dollar Burger Day at Bar Louie after 5 p.m. Wednesday, enjoy $5 domestic buckets and martinis and live acoustics every Thursday evening. On Sunday, kids eat free. That's at Bar Louie at 7700 Eagle Crest Drive and home of All About Sports every Monday afternoon beginning at 4:30. I'm here with Gene Wuerl, Specialty Fundraising. And Gene, we've been talking about this for several months, but through a lot of hard work, a lot of your products are already in, and people, if they've got a nonprofit agency, whatever it is, to raise money, they can call you.
And it doesn't matter how big of a group you have. If you have five people, if you have 430, it does not matter. I'm just here to help people make money.
So if you're looking to raise money, whether you're a nonprofit or you talk about a school or somebody else, you can put logos on, the name of the school, the name of the team on it. Can a company get their logo on these products?
Absolutely. All I need is a logo. We had one company that were putting their logo on the Tervis. They're going to sell those as a fundraiser for a not-for-profit that they want to support.
There's a minimum number of items, though, that you have to order, isn't there?
No.
Okay.
There's no minimum. Call me, Gene Wuerl, at Specialty Fundraising Company, 812-453-8793, or email me, sfc.genew@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you.
Is your mortgage loan local? Make the simple choice by refinancing your mortgage with Sterling United Federal Credit Union. We offer competitive rates and quality customer service. Unlike the big banks, Sterling is simply about providing you the best option with no gimmicks. Call 425-0111 to refinance your mortgage and simplify your life with Sterling. Sterling United FCU. What makes us different is you.
Some restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Member NCUA.
It's simply Sterling. Sterling.
Gas prices are skyrocketing, and DePatrick Nissan Used Cars has the solution. To beat the gas prices, choose from our great selection of fuel-efficient Hondas, Fords, Toyotas, Hyundais, Nissans, and more. Shop our entire selection now at DePatrickNissan.com. Beat the gas prices with great savings on the most fuel-efficient vehicles on the market.
Get your next used vehicle where service matters. DePatrick Nissan Used Cars on the Division Street Auto Plaza. What's in your driveway?
The pizza brick road always goes to Taroni's. I'm in the mood for pizza and I'm ready to go. The pizza brick road goes to Taroni's. Follow me down the pizza brick road.
Alright, back here at Bar Louie, Dan Agurski, Dennis Storni, Seamers Glass with you for a few more minutes. We got the Major League Baseball All-Star Game coming up tonight from Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. The Nationals are hosting it, Nationals Park, and then, of course, tomorrow night we'll have the All-Star Game for you. Day off on Wednesday. That'll be, of course, the V Foundation Day. ESPN will be wall-to-wall coverage with that great event. And then we'll be back at it, Cardinals and Cubs, Thursday from Chicago. There's a five-game series this weekend on the north side. We'll get to that here in just a second. This afternoon, Coach Concepcion of the University of Evansville released his upcoming volleyball schedule for the 2018 season. They will open up on the road in a tournament in Macomb, Illinois. And the home portion of the schedule will be on Tuesday, August 28th. Southeast Missouri State will be coming to the Meeks Family Fieldhouse. Want to mark your calendar for September the 4th. That'll be the day after Labor Day. It'll be a Tuesday night, and IU comes to town. So the Aces will take on IU here in Evansville in volleyball. That's for the second straight year. The Hoosiers were down here last year. And then probably the premier event on the volleyball schedule this year for the Aces will be the weekend of September 14th and 15th. They'll be in Dayton, Ohio, to take part in the Flyer Invitational. Look who's going to be there. Dayton, who last year was in the top 25, Ohio State, a top 20 team last year, and Tennessee and the Aces. So you got Dayton, you've got Ohio State, you've got Tennessee and the Aces. That'll be at the Dayton, the Flyer Invitational, the middle part of September. And then the next weekend, the conference season will open up. They will be at home with Loyola and Valparaiso. So the volleyball team, I think, doubled their win total last year from the 2016 season. So a lot of excitement right now being generated by that volleyball team at the University of Evansville. All right, Cardinals sent Mike Matheny, Mabry, and Bill Mueller over the weekend, fired all of those guys, and so all kind of speculation right now as to who the new manager for the Cardinals will be. Will they name somebody over the All-Star break? Will they just wait until the end of the season? You know, there's, what are they? Would you say seven games, eight games out?
Seven and a half, I believe.
Okay,
seven and a half.
All right, and I think I don't know what they are. I think three or four games outside of the wild card. So, I guess as a fan of the Cardinals, if you are a fan of the Cardinals, would you consider this to be a lost season?
Well, if they don't make the playoffs, it will be.
Okay, but I'm saying there's seven and a half games out.
Right.
What you say.
In a very tough division.
Okay.
Very tough.
So they play the Cubs like five times this weekend. And I think they play the Cubs again later on this month in St. Louis.
Right.
So they've got eight games against the Cubs in the next 2 weeks.
They do. They can make
so
a
why
lot
would
of ground.
Why would you have the mindset if it's a lost season, let's just scrap it?
Yeah, I was a little surprised that they let Matheny go at this point.
Well, I'm not.
I mean,
coaching staff.
Yeah,
hitting coach is a joke. I have boycotted the Cardinals and have watched one game all season. And I said from the very beginning, opening day when they struck out 15 times, I am not watching another Cardinal inning until they get rid of John Mabry. And they got rid of him over the weekend. And my son said, "Are you going to end your boycott?" And I'm like, "Well, I'm going to see what kind of approach they're going to take. If they're going to just scrap this season and say, oh, let's wait until next year, forget it. I'm not going to. Why would I watch a team that could care less and they've got 80-some games left to go?"
And they have a great opportunity right now because all these games going
against
Chicago.
I mean, against the division teams. So if they take the attitude, well, you know what, let's just wait until the wintertime, we'll bring somebody in, screw that.
Well, you split those games, and then you're within, you know, three and a half games.
Absolutely, you are.
Just split them, and you're going to have some.
I mean, absolutely. So why would you take that approach? We'll wait and see. So anyway, there are some names being floated out there already as far as possible successors to Mike Matheny. The guy right now is the interim manager, Mike Schilt. He's the interim guy until they either hire somebody or he gets the job. Joe Girardi, obviously with the Yankees, they think maybe he might be too old school, but his name is on this list. Jim Riggleman, who right now is doing a pretty good job with the Cincinnati Reds after they got out to just a dismal start. So his name is on there as somebody that they could possibly talk to. Carlos Beltran, who I think they need to hire right now as their hitting coach, former player. His name is on this list. Jose O'Kendall, a lot of people thought he might be in line, be the next coach, but he's the third base coach. He had some health issues last year, whether or not he'd even be interested. Stubby Clapp, who is their AAA manager. Stubby Clapp down in Memphis. Then some other names here, Sandy Alomar Jr., Cleveland Indians coach. Another one is Mark McGuire, you know, the Padres coach. I know he'd probably be a fan favorite. But again, you know, I would rather have McGuire as your manager than hitting coach. I mean, the guy either struck out or hit a home run.
Right.
I mean, what does he know about hitting?
Yeah, I don't. I just can't imagine Girardi leaving the Yankees to go St.
Well, he's not there now.
Oh,
well, oh, they let him go at the end of last year.
I've been sleeping.
Yeah, he is like looking for work. a few other names here: Shelby Duncan, who was the son of longtime Cardinal hitting coach Dave Duncan, Mike Maddox, who is now their current pitching coach. So, you know, there's some pedigree there. But so I don't know.
Are you sure Girardi's not still in New York? Come on, I'm gonna Google that.
No, he is not. He is not the coach of the Yankees anymore. Whether or not I'm going to watch any Cardinal games.
I'm just trying to save face here from my snafu.
Yeah.
Well, Girardi, well, since he's not in New York anymore, I think he would be a good candidate.
Well, apparently him and Mozeliak are good friends. So
I read that Dexter Fowler and Matheny had rarely spoken a month.
See, that's the thing.
That's going on. That's not good.
Well, I mean, there was so. I mean, the clubhouse imploded like 3 weeks ago.
Right.
You know, but I mean, you've got a guy that was instrumental in helping the Cubs win the World Series. He signs his big contract with the Cardinals. I mean, this is the other problem I've got. So Fowler comes from being the leadoff hitter for the Cubs, helping them win a World Series. Can't hit his own weight in St. Louis. So what does that tell you?
Yeah.
Okay. Then you go out and sign a guy to a $14 million contract that hasn't pitched 14 innings all season. Guy's a complete bust. I mean, I think Matheny has to take part of the blame. Maybe he needs to take a lot of it. My opinion, Mozeliak in the front office and his kingpin, signing all these guys that they bring him in, give him multi-million dollar contracts, and they don't do anything. I mean, I am so frustrated, and if they take this approach of, you know what, let's just tank the season, worry about it next year, I'm not watching another interview.
Yeah, that'd be a really bad idea to do that, especially with these Chicago
games
coming up. There's a lot of them coming up.
Yeah. I mean, they're four games out of a wild card right now. Why would you just throw the rest of the season away and you got 75 games left?
Well, they won, I guess, last night.
Oh, yeah.
6-4.
Yeah, but I mean, so they had to come back and rally to win that, too. So, I don't know. I'm done venting, but I had a great show. I really enjoyed talking to Paul Condry for 30 minutes. Always good to see you, Dennis, Lauren as well. Mike Scavaro was here. Roddy Watson was here. Talked to Kevin Wassmer. Thursday, Clint Keon will join us. Mitch Snell's going to join us. We'll be at Pistons. Hey, don't forget, now tomorrow night, the All-Star game. Go to Pistons.